This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are back in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us. We have, as I look around the room, I see Chick McGee getting ready for the Napa Shoo-in of the Week here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We have a special guest in the studio, in fact, a couple of them. From Canada, we have the comedian Ian Bagg.
Meryl.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah, see?
Did I
say
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
You know what I mean. It's the great drummer, Kenny Aronoff. He's played with some of the greatest bands in the world. And we have also been lucky enough to get a hold of his mother, who is our official grandmother of the week. Eleanor Aronoff joins us on the phone. Hi, Eleanor.
How you doing?
Good. I am so happy because off the air I was talking and Kenny said that you have the same phone number that you had when he was a kid.
That's true. I believe in sticking to what's good, like Kenny. I stick to him when he behaves himself.
Yes. Mom, I always behaved myself.
That's not true, but we won't tell stories.
No, they want to hear the stories, Mom.
Oh, it would take a whole day.
Well, now I know where Kenny got the gift of gab.
So I learned it all from him.
Oh, okay. Well, your son is a great guy, and he's had a tremendous success in his field of being a drummer and also just telling people about life and getting through some rough times. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here for the fabulous Shoo-in of the Week, brought to you by Napa and starring Chick McGee. Eleanor, do you follow the NFL at all?
Here and there. My husband was a big ball fan. I understand baseball. I have to tell you, I do not understand football.
I see.
I don't know why people pile on top of a poor man on the ground. I mean, what's the point?
Well, because he's got the ball and you have to kill him. That's why.
Now, when little Kenny was, I know when he saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, he started beating on things at the house.
Everything.
Did you buy him a drum early on, or did he?
Well, what happened is we had a very, very close, famous jazz pianist that was staying with us, and he recommended a store in New York called Danny's. It's quite famous. And we went down there, and we said, this kid wants to play the drums. He's never played. He said, I'll sell you a good snare. If he likes it, you can buy piece by piece as he gets older. If he doesn't, I'll buy it back. So it was a win-win situation. And then the noise started all over the house. Fortunately, we have a very large house.
Good.
But we really felt like putting him outdoors most of the time. And the poor teachers, I'm a teacher by background, had to put up with his drumming on the desks in school.
Like this?
And am I correct in saying that Kenny's twin brother is a physician?
He's a psychoanalyst, clinical psychologist.
Wow. So there had to be a point. I know Kenny has become a great success, but there had to be a point where you were kind of singing, one of these things is not like the other, when you talked about your twin sons.
Well, they're identical, but nobody is identical. I believe that people come into this world with their own printout. So his brother is alike in some ways. They're both severe workaholics. His brother is just as successful in his career.
Uh-huh.
Well known in town and throughout the country. He does papers as a very fine psychoanalyst. And he also has a sister who's a college professor.
Well, there we go. Oh. Now, when did you realize he was really famous?
Is he famous?
he's
not doing too badly.
He's played at the White House, Eleanor, for God's sake.
He did? Somebody told me he played for four presidents. Is that true?
Yeah.
No, when did I know he was famous?
I mean, what was the first time you thought, wow, that's really incredible?
Well, I'm not a real musician, but I play at the piano, and music is a main interest in my life. We began to know in his teenage years that he wasn't an ordinary drummer, but we never thought he would be this extraordinary. He always fooled us.
Now, has he ever written a song for you?
I think he better.
I would think.
Way to go, Tom.
I would think with the holiday season coming, some kind of drum sonata.
Well, he played for me a lot, when he could, when he was young. And starting out, we tried to play together once. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this. I played the piano. He played the drums. I don't think either one of us was very good. But he tried. No, he's good in other ways to me. He didn't play me, write me a song, but sometimes he did the dishes.
Oh.
Hey, I played with Leonard Bernstein, and that was sort of a nice thing for me.
Oh, that was sort of very cool. I worked with Leonard Bernstein, and when Kenny went into rock, he may not even know this, Kenny played in the orchestra. He was a classical percussionist. He played with the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra with the Boston Symphony, and he played under Bernstein. He had a solo part, which was brilliant. And a couple of years later, when I saw Mr. Bernstein, I knew him fairly well. I said, guess what Kenny's doing now? He's a rock drummer, and he's playing with John Mellencamp. And he just raised his fist in the air and said, yay, because that was a man who recognized good music in any form. And he was just as pleased that Kenny was making it as a rock drummer as he would have as a symphonic timpanist.
That's
so there
great.
You go.
Yeah, I actually, Ma, in the book, I honor him, Bernstein being cool. You'll love this part. You probably haven't gotten this part where I talk about how Sergio Zawa was uptight, but Bernstein was cool. Because at the first rehearsal at Tanglewood, I was on the floor picking up stuff, my percussion in the back, and all of a sudden I'm listening to Bernstein and Ozawa talk. And Ozawa says, man, this orchestra is like, you know, not that really that good. They should be better. And Bernstein was put his hand on his shoulder and said, you know, man, just show some love, man. These guys will play for you. So Ozawa was more the militant type, dictator type guy, and Bernstein showed compassion and love. And they ruled.
And the fact that he wrote the music for the greatest musical ever made, West Side Story. Yeah. What are you going to?
Hello.
Oh, he was the most. We'll never see his duplicate. Although I saw somebody this weekend that's coming close. His name is Gustavo Dudamel from Venezuela. This is the most desired conductor in the world today. But Bernstein had things that nobody else had. He was brilliant beyond brilliant.
Oh, and I would be, it would be irresistible to walk up and go and give the Jets whistle.
Well, I don't, he probably would have appreciated it. He had a great sense of humor. No, I would walk up to him and give him a hug. That
aww.
Was bad.
Well, thanks for telling, thanks for telling us that was the Jets whistle. I thought you were losing air. What the hell was that?
I have a cold. I apologize, Eleanor. I know every note of West Side Story, and I really could do the Jets whistle better if I wasn't a little bit under the weather.
Let's... Oh, I know. No, that's a great whistle. I love that. I love that piece of music. That was one of his greatest.
Well, I'm a huge fan of your son. And
are you?
Here's an obscure trivia fact that your son didn't remember. When he made his first video, he stayed that week in the basement of my house, which he forgot. But I was gone all day. He was gone all night. So he is a brilliant drummer, and I've been a fan forever. We really need to get to the shoe-in, Eleanor, which is we're going to ask you to go out of your field of expertise, which is teaching in music, and go into the world of the NFL. Chick McGee will pick a few games, and you get to pick your favorite teams, Eleanor.
Whether I know it or not.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. That's what I do. Okay, here we go. There's a Thursday night football game tonight. The old Browns are hosting the new Browns. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Cleveland Browns. The hapless Cleveland Browns getting 10 points tonight in Baltimore. Who do you like, Cleveland or Baltimore?
Oh, I'm going to take Cleveland because they have one of the best symphony orchestras in the world.
Okay.
Of course.
Fair enough.
No. Formerly under the direction of George Zell.
Yeah. I remember him. He's great. Yeah, he's great.
I'm the source of a lot of obscure
and
trivia.
And the home of Chef Boyardee.
Hector Boyardee.
Oh, Hector. That's the way time comes.
Sorry,
yeah,
Eleanor.
Yeah, I'll take Cleveland plus a 10-2. I think Baltimore's going to win, of course, but I think they'll keep it close.
Well, good.
Let's see. Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Hosting the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys, even though they're 7-1, they're getting points in this one. Dallas is getting 3. Who do you like, Steelers or the Cowboys?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
But it's at Pittsburgh. That's why Dallas is getting
I think I'll take Pittsburgh.
Yep, good move. Home advantage, Mom.
I got to take.
Was that the right answer?
Yeah, because at home, the teams play a little better at home.
You should have coached me.
You're doing great, Mom. You're doing great. Right now, you might be.
We don't allow coaching on this show.
I'm taking Pittsburgh, too, Tom. Mark me down for Pittsburgh.
Okay. I would like to come out and see you guys.
Yeah, we would love that.
Well, I'll tell you.
I don't think planes don't come here anymore, do they? Okay.
You send me around round trip ticket to Bloomington. I don't travel much, but
okay.
I'll come.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
If you put me on your mom's program. Good.
The Washington Football Club hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams, well, let's see. Redskins coming off a bye from England with that tie against the Bengals. I know. We all thought that was funny.
No, we didn't.
And the Minnesota Vikings. Who do you like? The Vikings getting three. Who do you like, Washington or Minnesota?
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's too cold in Minnesota. I'll pick Washington.
Okay. I will take Washington as well.
Is that this, good? What am this, I getting this for this? Is, a lollipop?
Yeah, that's exactly. You'll be lucky to get
Eleanor,
a lollipop.
You're getting a lot of new fans. And
right.
When we give your phone number friend, out on the air.
My friends call me Ellie. You can do that.
Sorry, Ellie.
Oh,
good to know.
And finally, the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons. This is an even game. No points either way. Who do you like, Atlanta or Philly?
Well, I'll have to pick Atlanta because I lived there for 16 years.
There you go. I am taking the Falcons as well, too.
Wow.
And that's a double shock, and the grandmother and I agree on all the picks.
That's almost
week.
Never happened.
Wow. Never happens.
Almost never happened.
Ellie, you made great picks. And Ellie, I can see why your son Kenny is actually such a good instructor and lecturer talking about things, because obviously having a mom that was a teacher – you learn. I know my mom and dad were both teachers at various points in their careers, and so you probably had to really, really discipline young Kenny, I'm guessing.
Oh, God. He was never in my class, but he was in my house all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say who was the most cut-up of my three.
Why not?
But you can
I'll take
your
credit
imagination.
For that.
Now, Ellie, have you been to see Kenny play in a concert recently with any one of the great people he plays
well,
with?
Well, the problem I have is that I don't travel as much as I used to because I'm not as young as you are. But we used to go to every single concert that we could go to, either on a plane or in a car. But I haven't seen him lately. I see him a lot on television.
Of course. Now, can I ask, who are your favorite artists, just with respect to the music that you like the most?
You mean what kind of artists? I collect
Of the rock artists that Kenny played with, did you like did you like John Mellencamp or John
Fogerty? Well, I'll tell you, I like John Mellencamp's music.
Be careful.
Okay. Okay.
I think we know what we're talking about. I think he was a very, very good writer.
Still is.
I like John Fogerty's music, too. I'm not going to talk about personalities because I might lose my cool.
Okay. But how about Bob Seger? Did you see any of the Bob Seger shows?
I liked him. I didn't know him as well, but those are the two favorites of mine.
He's like a rock. Okay. Well, Ellie, what a great pleasure to speak to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for keeping.
I expect an award or something.
We'll figure. We'll
send you something.
We'll figure. I think we're going to get you an autographed copy of the new book, Sex, Drums, Rock and Roll. Now, let me ask you this, Ellie, before we let you go. When you saw that your son's book was called Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll, as a mom, you had to kind of cringe and go, uh-oh.
Bit. I was furious.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I didn't. I said to Kenny, I'll tell you the truth. He knows this. I said, I'm not going to give this to your aunt. I'm not going to give it to some of your cousins who are more straight-laced than I am.
My cousins are 70
years
old.
And the local library here, we live in an extraordinary town. It draws from Boston and New York. It's a very, very cosmopolitan town. And they have Kenny's drumsticks in the library because they have a couple of famous people. And they will want his book. And I sort of balked at the word sex. I mean, I believe in it wholeheartedly, but I didn't want to find out of the book.
Yeah, sure, you don't want to be writing about it.
Yeah.
I would never write about it. What's mine is mine. I don't talk about it.
Have you read his book?
It's good to hear from you. They've been drowning you out, Mrs.
Thank you, Ellie. Have you read his book?
I was away for the weekend in Boston, but I read about 50 pages, and I think he's really put it together very, very well. And the pictures are marvelous. You know, and I've lived through all those years, so it was very nostalgic.
Ellie, is there a picture of you in here?
Yeah.
There's a
picture. Yeah, go to the this family pictures. But while you're looking for
the
picture,
we are.
I want to say something. There was a horrible mistake that I did a dedication to my mom and dad. It was a special dedication that I read to my mom and dad. I want to say it on the air because they do the last minute of edits, and I had to read this 350-page book in 24 hours. I'm not the fastest reader. Make edits, send them in. They put them in, then I read the book again. And they're screaming at me, we got it right, and because I'm already like 6 months mm-hmm. late. Did the edits again. I said, no, I got to read the edits. So I did it again and again. And they left, and we never caught that we left the dedication to my mom and dad out of the book, which is tragic because that was really the most important, you know, one of the most important parts about the book. And, you know, I give them credit for, you know, I mean, they, you know, it's if you know, if you don't get the support and the support that you need from your parents, well, let's just put it this way. That kind of support I got really made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they let me. I had timpani in the living room, drum set in the family room, vibes in my bedroom.
And, and apparently the greatest mom ever in your house.
Well, that's true. But they also had the greatest dad. They really did.
Yeah, he was cool.
We were a great team. We were married almost 62 years. And we were together on our values. I think that's what makes nice kids. And I have to say this, my kids turned out beautifully. I love them, everyone. Kenny especially, of course. Of course, I'd say this.
Maybe talk to my ex-wives and girlfriends. They may think differently.
Don't ruin this.
We don't want to talk about that.
This is your mom on the phone. Excuse me, Ellie. I've got to reintroduce you to. It's your mom, okay, man?
Okay.
Listen to me for one second. Ellie, you are the greatest. What a great treat it's been for us to be able to speak with you.
Well, I'm telling you, fly me out. I'll come see you.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Listen, my heart of hearts, my grandson, Kenny's son, lives out there. He goes to IU, and I'm dying to see him. But that's another part of Kenny's life, a really beautiful part. His son is wonderful. But, you know, I have to tell you something. I said I love Kenny the best. That was a joke because one time they got a gift. The twins got a gift from a friend, and the friend wrote on each gift, "Don't tell your brother, but I love you the best." So if I were talking to John or Nina, his sister, I would say I love you the best. No, I'm very lucky. I have great kids, really. I enjoy them. I like them, and I love them. Of course, he didn't ever behave, but he was okay.
Thanks, Ellie. What a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I'll call you later, Mom.
Okay, dear. Have fun.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You had timpanis in your dining room?
Living
room. Oh, that just must have been awesome. Like, did you just do background music for every show that was on? News is coming on.
Did you ever get hired to do this? You walk in the room, there's a comedian, and it's...
Hey!
That's Kenny Aronoff on drum.
Boy, could you imagine if we got publishing for that? That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. Well, your mother's amazing.
She's amazing. 91 in March. Check this out. She says, I'm a little tired today. I just did 3 courses at college.
Jeez.
She's still teaching 91. Or taking?
Taking, yeah.
I hope she graduates at some point.
Yeah.
Well, the job market, you know, can be a little rough.
She's still going to school.
Obviously hasn't lost a step.
I know.
No. Nope.
She is so articulate.
On her 5th doctorate?
No, just joking.
Because I was joking.
Wow. He's joking, so I was joking.
We were joking.
No, I believed you.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
there's a lot of doctors flying, and I'm the black sheep.
Wow. Well, we're speaking with Kenny Aronoff. That was his mom. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Kenny's book is called Sex, Drums, Rock and Roll. It's the story about being inside the music business from one of the great drummers of all time, a guy who's played with everybody you can name. Now, before we went into the break, I mentioned there is someone out there who calls Kenny handsome Kenny Aronoff. Anyone want to take a guess? Kenny, you're not allowed to guess. Anyone?
His brother.
His brother, by the way, that would be funny because his brother is an identical twin. They look exactly the same.
Did you see the picture in there?
There's a picture. You guys do look exactly
the same. It is.
And
I know
famously at a July 4th concert, you and your brother switched places during the rehearsal without telling Mr. Mellencamp. And your brother may be a great doctor, but he can't play the drums. Yeah. And John was confused and then wildly unamused.
Yeah. I was there for that.
So a famous rock star calls you handsome Kenny Aronoff. Who would that be? Anyone want to guess? He actually, this guy's been in the news a lot lately because he has...
Paul McCartney.
He has a new album that's actually really good.
And when he was calling me handsome, this guy was handsome. Because when he'd say handsome, I'd be looking over my... Who are you talking to?
This guy may be one of the most handsome rock stars working today.
Jackson
John
Brown?
Mayer.
You're close.
There's a picture
bon
in there.
It's John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Bon Jovi.
You
very
see the good. Picture in there? I mean, him with Elton John and me. I mean, man,
he
I could
aged
see why
well.
I see why girls liked him.
He still looks great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you playing on the new album, by the way?
No, but I just texted him because he was. See, the people I had interviewed in the book were like significant, and with the part with him was I did Blaze Glory with him. It's a cool story.
Yeah, great.
But that was when I was John Mellencamp took a 3-year break, or was going to take a 3-year break. It didn't happen, but that was the intention. And Bon Jovi kind of was taking a break from the band, and so he did his own solo record, and essentially I was on my own, and we kind of talked about that.
His new album's great, and very heavy guitar way out front.
Oh.
And it's not You Know Who on the guitar.
Yeah, I know.
He's got some really good guys. This is the Bob and Tom Show.